With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you. This one is totally my son's expertise. So Brock, take it away.
Where does a boat go when it gets sick? To the dock. What does that have to do with today's episode? Absolutely nothing. Today, I am talking to you about your first ever Instagram Live. In case you have no idea what that is, an Instagram Live is a live video that's shared on Instagram. It's recorded in the moment. You can't upload an Instagram Live. Whatever happens after you press that go live button is broadcast to all of your followers. But that Instagram Live is only available for 24 hours after you post it. And after you finish the live broadcast, you can choose whether to post it or not. So basically, if you went live and only two people were on, you wouldn't have to post it, and then only those two people would only know that it ever happened. But chances are you want more than two people to watch your live video, so of course you would want to share that live video once you're done recording it, and then any of your followers can watch that live video for 24 hours. After 24 hours is over, just like an Instagram story, that video is gone and deleted off of your Instagram profile. Live video is extremely powerful because it's a real, authentic look at you. Unlike a lot of Instagram and a lot of social media today, which is very curated, created, pre-planned, scripted, live video is unedited and it's raw and it's authentic. People know this, and so they know that they're going to look at a real look at who you are. So that's why engagement rates on live videos are so high. And that's why live videos can help you create a real lifer and a real connection and relationship with your followers. We should all be going live on Instagram. It's something that I'm personally working on getting better at. And I want you to give going live a shot. Just give it a shot. That's all I ask. Just try it one time. It doesn't even have to be something super beneficial to your audience or anything that takes a ton of thought. In fact, my first ever time going live on Instagram was when Drake released a new song. He posted on his Instagram story that he was releasing a song at midnight. Benefits of being on the West Coast is that's 9 p.m. So as soon as that song released, I went live on Instagram and I live streamed my first time listening to the song. I had all my normal facial reactions. I was oohing and aahing at some of his verses. I even got up and danced around a little bit to his song. People watched it, some people were commenting, and as soon as the video was over, I deleted it. I deleted it because I knew this was something that my audience for the next 24 hours wasn't going to care too much about, and I knew that I was primarily using this live video as something to benefit me more than my audience. It was an opportunity for me to get my feet wet, feel what it felt like to be live on Instagram. I've done countless Facebook Lives. I've done live trainings, live videos within groups, live videos on my own page. But I'd never gone live on Instagram before, so I wanted to test out what it was like. And you can do the same. Just throw on a song, dance around for a little bit, give a review of something, and once that live video is over, you can delete it. But I encourage you to start practicing, and eventually, you'll be sharing awesome content and tips and strategies and whatever it is that you're an expert in on your Instagram Lives, and you'll be able to connect with more people because you're doing so. Now, let's get into my 8 tips that I have for you pertaining to going live on Instagram. Number 1, you don't need to worry about commenting, sharing, or viewers, since comments only appear while the live video is being recorded. Basically, what this means is anyone who watches for the 24 hours after your video is posted won't be able to leave a comment on that video. When they do leave a comment, it'll go to your direct messages on Instagram. A lot of people on Facebook Lives will say, "Hey, comment where you're from or leave me a thumbs up if you can hear me loud and clear." These are good practices on Facebook because they boost your engagement in the algorithm and it's more comments on the live video. If you say, "Leave me a thumbs up if you can hear me loud and clear" on an Instagram Live, then only the people who are watching live will be able to give you that thumbs up. Anyone who tries to comment a thumbs up after the live video has ended will instead just be sending you a thumbs up to your direct message, and it won't be helping you in the engagement at all. So don't worry about comments and don't waste your time asking for people to comment on your Instagram Lives. Also, chances are there's not going to be a ton of people watching the first time you go live. So you could be stuck saying, "Hey, comment this, comment that," and there's no one there to actually do the commenting. If you do have a large audience on your Instagram Live and you want to ask them a question live, go ahead and do it. But for most of us just starting out going live for the first time, we're not going to have a huge audience, so it's not beneficial to ask for comments. Number two is related to number one, and tip number two is relax because you're not going to have a ton of people watching you live. The first time I went live, I had at most 15 people watching my live video. At the time, I had 15,000 followers. That means that 0.1% of my followers were watching my live video. So I think you can take a deep breath and relax knowing that there aren't going to be a ton of people watching you live. Tip number three is that you can also relax because those handful of people who are watching live and all of the people who are going to be watching on the rebroadcast understand that it's a live video. We understand that things happen. Right now you're listening to a podcast. You have higher expectations of how this should sound and the kind of content and quality of content that you're going to be getting from this podcast than you would a live video. We all understand that real life happens. Sometimes people have a hiccup in the middle of their speaking. Maybe their cat could walk into the room. Maybe their kid could start screaming. Maybe there could be technical difficulties. Maybe there could be a hair out of place. We all understand that live videos aren't going to be perfect. So you should also have that same expectation of yourself. Know that something is probably going to go wrong. Something might get messed up, and that's perfectly fine. It's a live video. It's not supposed to be perfect. The next thing that I need you to know about Instagram live videos is that they are very easy to consume, and Instagram wants your followers to consume those videos. They do this in two ways. Number one, when you go live, it is immediately pushed out to all of your followers. If your followers are on the Instagram app at the time that you start your live video, they will get a little notification telling them that you just went live. And if they have your post notifications turned on, then they will be notified even if their Instagram app is closed. In this way, Instagram guarantees that as many people as possible can get on your live video. Next, once you're finished with your live video, your little profile bubble is pushed to the front of the Instagram stories line. So that means that your live video is more likely to be watched than anyone else's story that was posted in that day. Instagram wants people to watch live videos because it's so engaging and it keeps people on the app for longer. So Instagram will do everything in its power to promote you and your live video. The next tip that I want to give you for your Instagram live videos is to pre-plan what you're going to say, but don't script it out. I would highly, highly, highly advise against writing a word-for-word script of what you're going to say. Instead, make a bullet point outline of what you're going to say, write it on a sticky note, and then place that sticky note over your screen. That way, the only place you can look while you're recording is either on the sticky note to remind yourself of what you wanted to say, or where you should be looking, which is directly into the camera's lens. Doing this blocks you from looking at yourself, getting distracted, or from seeing comments or how many people are viewing your live video. Put a piece of paper or a sticky note over your screen and then hit start recording. My next tip for your Instagram live videos is to get right to it. Don't wait for people to join. Don't sit around kind of just staring at your screen, looking away, wondering, hey, is this thing on? As soon as that 3, 2, 1 countdown is over, start with your live video. I know I told you not to script out your Instagram live, but the one piece you can script out is that hook, your first opening sentence. That's something that I usually script out ahead of time. Hey, welcome to this Instagram Live. My name is Brock Johnson, in case we've never met before, and today we are going to be talking about blank. Usually that's how I'll start an Instagram Live, and I'll get right to it. The reason for this is what we talked about earlier. Most people are going to be watching on the rebroadcast, so we need to be serving those people. Those people are going to be turned off, and they're going to want to click away if you spend the first 5 minutes of your live video just waiting for people to join. So as soon as that live video starts, start whatever you're going to be talking about. My 7th tip for your Instagram live videos is to schedule a regular Instagram live video. This allows your followers to start to build an expectation for you, and when you consistently deliver and meet someone's expectations, they're more likely to build trust in you, which can lead to more customers and a bigger business down the line. And just from a very practical standpoint, going live on Instagram at a regular day and time guarantees that you're going to have more viewers. If you go live every single Thursday at 9 a.m., then every single Thursday at 8:55, your followers are going to be ready, expecting you to go live. They're going to be more likely to watch and consume your content. That brings me to my final tip for your Instagram live videos, which is before you actually go live, be sure to advise your followers that you're doing so. Whether this is a post to your Instagram feed or simply just a post on your stories telling people to watch your live video, doing so will guarantee that more people remember to watch you on IG Live. And you may be sick and tired of hearing me say this by now, but I can't stress it enough, you need to just start. The person who is a killer on live video, the person who is totally comfortable, can go live for hours at the drop of a hat and teach for days without any prep, didn't start out that way. They started out just as clumsy and messy as you did, just as clumsy and messy as I did, doing a live stream of a new Drake song without any plan and deleting it before the rest of your followers can see it. Before you become a professional at live video, you need to start somewhere. Don't compare yourself to others because comparison is the thief of joy. You need to just start. And as always, happy networking.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. This is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.